What's up, everyone? Thank you for listening to Next Gen Radio. This is episode number 196, and I am your host, Mike Ercolano. And in today's episode, I'm going to be giving you two key factors for fat loss. Now, with summer coming up, Memorial Day weekend is just over a month away, which is crazy to think that summer is almost here already. And if you live in New Jersey in the Northeast, probably pretty much everywhere, but Memorial Day weekend is considered the unofficial start to summer. I know here in New Jersey, everyone's usually going down to the shore, opening up their beach houses, and just kicking off summer over the Memorial Day weekend. So with that being said, I wanted to dedicate this show towards fat loss because, as you're aware, when summertime comes around, we are wearing less clothes, we are showing a little bit more skin, we are putting our bathing suits on and going to the beach, we're going to the pool party, we are hanging out at the barbecue, at our friends' barbecues and family's barbecues and parties, and you know, wearing shorts and t-shirts, and the baggy winter clothes comes off, right? We don't wear sweatshirts anymore, and you know, there's just more skin showing. So this time of year, people are getting focused on getting shredded and losing body fat and getting their beach body ready. So I figured this was an appropriate time to talk about fat loss and the science behind fat loss and some strategies on how you can implement some of the science so that you lose body fat going into the summer. So let's start off with the science behind it and really the two fundamental factors that play a significant role in fat loss are, number one, energy balance, and number two, your metabolism. So let's start at the top. What is an energy balance? Energy balance is essentially calories in and calories out, or calories that you consumed versus calories that you burn. Okay, now when you consume more calories than you burn, your body is holding on to that those extra calories, right? Now, what is a calorie? A calorie is just is a measure of energy. Okay, so just like a mile is a measure of distance, a calorie is a measure of energy, and that energy that's found in our food, right? And that's how we consume calories, foods, drinks, you know, that is, you know, where we get our energy from, and that is what calories are. So if you see, you know, 100 calories on the nutrition facts, that is essentially 100 units of energy. So if we are, let's just say for simple terms, let's say we burn 1,000 calories in a day, and we consume 1,000 calories in a day, then we have a net zero in energy balance. So when we're talking about fat loss, we want to have a net negative for energy balance, meaning that you want to consume less calories than you burn. Now, a caveat of that is that those calories do count. The type of calories do count. Okay, if you're consuming crap calories that don't have nutritional value to them or have little to no nutritional value to them, such as like diet drinks, and I mean, I guess there's no calories in diet drinks, but like processed foods, for example. So like, let's say an apple versus, you know, a candy bar, right? They might equate the same amount of calories. However, your body is going to use the calories from the apple in a much better way because it has nutritional value to it. So you're actually getting micronutrients, you're getting, you know, vitamins and minerals, you're getting stuff that your body could use. This is why people binge eat and overconsume on what we call empty calories that don't have high nutritional value. So that's what a calorie is. It's a measure of unit. That's all it is. It's a unit of measure of energy. And so that's it. So the first principle of fat loss is being in a negative energy balance or a net negative caloric intake. So eating a little bit less than what you burn. I mean, eating a little less than what you burn throughout the day. So if you burn 1,000 calories, you want to eat about 900 calories a day. All right, this negative energy balance, we want to make sure that it's not an extreme, right? It's not too extreme where like you're in like 1,000 calorie deficit for the day or anything. That's just not necessary, and it's not really healthy, and it's not going to create any better results than being in like a net 100 to 200 calorie deficit. So you really want to be in a caloric deficit, but not an extreme caloric deficit. So that's the first concept, is energy balance and making sure that your energy balance is a net negative. All right, the second concept, or the second part of this equation, is your metabolism. Now, your metabolism encompasses the complex biomechanical processes that occur within your body to convert food into energy. So you're converting those calories, you're converting that unit of energy that we just talked about, calories, into actual energy. All right, so when your metabolism, you know, you hear all the time that my metabolism is slow. You know, as you age, your metabolism slows down, which is not necessarily true, but that's for a different show. But you hear it all the time, you know, your metabolism, and that is true, but it's also something that we can control. All right, so how do we increase your metabolism? Well, there's two key components of metabolism that affect fat loss. The first one is BMR, or basal metabolic rate. What your BMR is, it is the number of calories that your body burns while at rest to maintain basic functions such as breathing, blood circulation, regulating body temperature. Okay, so basically what your body needs to survive. Okay, that is part of your metabolism. Your metabolism is burning and taking energy and using it for these basic functions throughout your day-to-day life. So if you sat on the couch and did nothing for 24 hours, you are going to be burning a specific amount of calories, okay? And this is what your basal metabolic rate represents. So what are some things that influence your basal metabolic rate? Your age, your gender, your body composition, your genetics, your stress levels, how active you are throughout the day, how much muscle mass you have on you, all right? These are things that are controlled, or these are things that make up your basal metabolic rate. Now, we can control some of them. Some of them you can't, right? You can't control your age. You can't control your genetics. To a certain extent, you can't control your gender, okay? But you can control your body composition, and you can control the amount of muscle you have on your body, which the more lean muscle mass you have, meaning the amount of muscle tissue that you have, the more lean muscle mass that you have, the faster your metabolism is going to be working. Okay, the more calories your body will be burning while in a rested state. Now, this is super important, because everyone wants to chase the calorie burn through their exercise, but that's not really where you get your fat loss results from. You do not lose fat while exercising. You do not lose fat because you burned more calories during your cardio workout today. All right, you lose fat by having a higher BMR, a higher basal metabolic rate throughout the day, so that your body is continually burning more calories at rest because you have more lean muscle tissue on you. You have better body composition, and your body is working in a better, more efficient manner, instead of working in a slower way. So while it's storing all that energy and it's storing body fat, so that is one factor of metabolism. The second factor of your metabolism is the thermic effect of food, or TEF, and that refers to the energy expended during digestion, during absorption, during processing of food. Now, this can be controlled through the types of foods that you eat, and the higher the nutritional value of the food, the more the thermogenic effect is going to play a role in it. If we break it down through different macronutrients, so macronutrients, proteins, fats, carbs, okay, protein has the highest thermic effect, followed by carbohydrates and then fats, right? So if you eat a diet that is high in protein, that is a little bit more carbohydrate heavy and lower fats, you are going to be eating a higher thermogenic food diet. Okay, so basically, those foods will be boosting your metabolic rate and will help support fat loss. And obviously, this looks different in everybody's scenario. All right, so that's why I hate the whole percentages of fats to carbs to proteins, like the macro diet. All right, because everybody is a little different. Everyone's day to day is a little different. It can adjust from day to day. It can adjust from week to week, and really adjust with your goals. But the fact is that when it comes to the thermic effect of food, protein is the highest, followed by carbs, and then followed by fat. Okay, to me, this is a little bit less of an importance as your basal metabolic rate, because I do believe that you should be eating a balanced diet that is balanced with proteins, fats, and carbs. You should not be focusing more on one area or another. If you're going to focus on one, I would say start with protein. But in general, if you're eating whole, real, nutrient-dense, earth-grown foods, then the thermic effect of food really isn't as big of a deal as the other factors, such as basal metabolic rate, and then also as energy balance. So you want to make sure that you have these two factors here, metabolism and your energy balance, in check. Those are the two most important things when it comes to fat loss. And let's talk about a couple strategies. All right, obviously the first strategy is to be in a caloric deficit. All right, you want to eat fewer calories than your body requires to burn for that day. So if you're eating less than you're burning, you're going to be in a caloric deficit, and that is going to aid in fat loss. You also want to focus on nutrient-dense foods. While calorie intake is essential for fat loss, and being in that negative caloric balance is essential, it's equally, if not more important, to focus on nutrient-dense foods such as lean proteins, whole grains, fruits, vegetables, healthy fats. Okay, these are important, and it's very important, because if you're not getting the nutritional needs, it doesn't matter. To a certain extent, it doesn't matter if you're in a caloric positive or negative. You're just not going to be healthy, and if you're not healthy, your body's not going to be working at the rate that it should be. You're going to be more susceptible to diseases and getting sick, and you're not going to be able to recover the right way, and you just want to be a healthy human being. So nutrient-dense foods is one of the most important things, and I will preach that to the day I die, because that is something that is lacking in our society. Another strategy is strength training. You want to make sure that you're incorporating strength training into your fitness routine on a semi-daily basis, meaning 3 to 4 days per week. That is a sweet spot. You know, most people that we've worked with, or that we have worked with and that we do work with, seem to get the best results around 3 days a week of strength training. But you know, that's just because the way they come in and train here at Next Gen, we focus on total body strength, and you know, 3 days a week is perfect for that. You do not need to be spending more time in the gym doing that. You just want to make sure that you're building enough lean muscle that will improve your metabolism, and it will increase your BMR, your basal metabolic rate, which allows you to burn more calories throughout the day while you're not exercising. Another strategy is to incorporate some HIIT training, high intensity interval training. This doesn't have to be a lot. This could be, you know, 1 or 2 days a week, and it doesn't have to be a whole workout. It should just be like at the end of your workout. We call them finishers here at Next Gen, right? But you do not need to be doing like a full out hour long, 2 hour long high intensity interval training where you're running on a treadmill and doing. So just to back up, HIIT training, high intensity interval training, it's basically short bursts of high intensity as hard as you can movement, followed by some recovery and rest periods. So, you know, you're working hard for a short period of time, and then you're resting for a little bit, and then you're working hard again as hard as you can for a short period of time, and then you're resting for a little bit. But this does have shown, HIIT training has shown to increase some fat loss, as long as it's not overdone too often throughout the week. Again, one or two times per week is perfect. And the final strategy that I want to talk about for fat loss is prioritizing sleep and stress management. And this is probably the hardest one on the list because it's the mental side of it. It's being able to let go. It's being able to control your stress and not having it overwhelm you and not having it consume your days or your entire mind. Stress is very debilitating when it comes to fat loss, and probably just as debilitating as lack of sleep. Right, we've heard, forever that you should sleep, 7 to 9 hours per night, and that is not only true for mental health and for all other health, but also for fat loss. Right? When you're not getting enough sleep, you will not burn fat, and that's just the facts of it. You gotta make sure that you're prioritizing sleep and getting to bed with plenty of time and being able to unwind, being able to de-stress and allow your body to get into a deep sleep so that it can relax and it can recover and your body will be in a state of burning fat. And if you're not getting enough sleep, you will not be able to burn fat at least as efficiently as you would if you are getting enough sleep. So with the summer coming up, with beach season coming up, it's important a lot of people are asking about how to lean out, how to get shredded for the summer, how to look their best and be in the best shape for their beach body. So hopefully, if you are interested in fat loss, you could take some of this information and start applying it to your life so that when Memorial Day weekend comes around and you're at the pool, when you're at the beach, when you're at the barbecues, you'll feel confident taking off your shirt. You'll feel confident jumping in the pool in your bathing suit. You will feel confident with the person you see in the mirror and taking pictures with your family and your friends and all of that, because that is what it's really about. So if you're not confident right now, if you aren't ready to be in the bathing suit and you aren't ready to be beach ready, then these tips will help you. And if you need further help, we are currently running a 21-day Memorial Day Meltdown Challenge here at Next Generation Training Center. With this challenge, you'll get 3 weeks, 21 days of unlimited personal training. You'll get a 21-day nutrition guide. You'll get accountability from our coaches, from our staff, and from our other members. And you'll get all the guidance, you'll get all the support, and you'll get all the help you need to be able to hit your goals in time for the summer. So if you are interested in finding out more information about the 21-day Memorial Day Meltdown Challenge, you could find that link in the show notes. Simply click on the link, put your information in, and we will be in touch shortly. So that is all for today's episode. We appreciate you listening. If you could please do us a favor and share it with friends and family, spread the awareness, spread the information, let them know about all the great things that you're learning from our show, and we could help them as well. And until our next episode, thank you for listening and be well.